Next, Mark Unger shares some of the reasons he feels giving has become so important to his life. And he tells of a time when he and his wife took a single mom and her child into their home and the transformation they saw take place.
Mark, what do you think is it that motivates people to want to give?
I think, you know, everyone has an innate spiritual nature that I feel is derived from a spiritual source, from God or a divine mind or a higher power. And that higher power, I feel, is constantly motivating us to be who we are, to do what we were created to do, which I really feel has everything to do with giving. Mary Baker Eddy, in fact, in her book Science and Health, which is actually where I've gotten most of my motivation to give, she has countless names for God in there. And one of them is the Great Giver. And she makes it really clear in that book that we, men and women and children, we're all the children of God. And what that means is that we're actually, as it tells us in the first chapter of Genesis, we're the image and likeness of God. We're the outcome of God. We're the expression of God. And so if God is the Great Giver, then that's what we express, is giving, loving. If God is love, then as an expression of love, as an outcome of love, then we naturally express love. It's interesting because everybody on this planet is looking for the same things. We want to be happier. We want to be more fulfilled. We're looking for satisfaction. And what I've found is that it's actually giving that gives that kind of satisfaction. It gives that fulfillment.
There's something that Albert Schweitzer, the Nobel Prize winner and philosopher and humanitarian, said at a commencement address. He said, "I don't know what your futures will bring, but the one thing I do know is that the only ones among you who will be truly happy are those who have sought and found how to serve."
Yeah, I just think that's so true. That is what I have found. And people think that they need, for example, more love in their life sometimes. And what we tend to do is we then try to get that love. We try to get it from someone or from some situation, and it never works. And what we find is when we start sharing the love that we have, which is from this divine love, this infinite love, we find that we then feel the love that we're looking for. And it's a spiritual love. It's a powerful love. It's an unconditional, all-embracing love, far beyond human love. And there is, like I said, a power that comes when we are motivated to give. For example, I've spent many, many years going into jails and halfway houses and working with individuals there to share whatever I can. And I went to a halfway house that I had been going to visit some women, and I had actually started this activity up. And there were certainly nights when that was the last thing I wanted to do, was to go visit with these women. I was come home from work, I'm dead tired, and yet I know that it's right for me to do it, and I have to remind myself that this is really what my life is about and that it will bring forth fruit and goodness, that just thinking about myself never satisfies me. One of the statements that Mary Baker Eddy makes in Science and Health, she says, "Mind science teaches that mortals need not be weary in well-doing. It dissipates fatigue in doing good." And I found that to be true. So I'll get myself out and I'll get there. And always, I just feel energy. I feel motivation. I feel inspiration. I wake up. It's great. But anyway, I was talking to these three women one time at this halfway house that we had been meeting a few different weeks. And I came in there one night and they all sat down, and one of them got up from the table and she went upstairs and came right back down with this completely distraught look on her face. Of course, we asked her what the problem was, and she said that her daughter was in the hospital and had been in labor for 3 days. And my heart just went out to her, because that's hard enough, but here she is in a confinement. She can't go be with her daughter. So what she was doing was she was calling the hospital, and they would just set the phone down in the room. So she'd just sit on the phone and listen to all the goings on. And so I told the woman, I said, "You know what? I said, we're going to pray for you when you leave. and we can expect that everything will be taken care of. And I really felt that. So I said, okay, let's go through the Lord's Prayer. And I thought this was a real common ground for all of us sitting there because they're from different religions and so forth. And I said, let's go through the Lord's Prayer and think about what it means. So instead of just thinking about it, I told them, I'm going to verbalize what I would think about. It took about 20 minutes. Well, the woman came down right after that. She had a big smile on her face and said that her daughter had just had an 8-plus-pound baby. And the woman felt sure that it truly was God who brought this healing about.
And how did the other women in the group feel?
When the woman came down and told us that, this one girl just jumped up and she said, we've been praying, we've been praying. They were so excited. It touched everybody. The thing I've also realized is, for me, giving has become who I am as a child of God. It's actually my life. And it gives me 10 times what I ever give out.
Well, it sort of sounds like you're even describing a consciousness of serving, constantly looking for opportunities to give of God's goodness, really, you know, for His glory.
True. It's come to being about glorifying God. It's about being who I am. That's the thing. It's that I've learned that I'm a giver. I mean, we all are. We all are givers. It reminds me of a few years after I was married, we had this big house. I remember I'd be out mowing the lawn, and one day it just hit me. There's so many needs in the world. In my mind, I just realized I want to give more. And I talked to my wife about it, and we realized, you know, here we have all this space, and we want to do more. We want to give more. That was our motivation. And so it was interesting because we got a phone call. There was this young woman, a teenager, who had had a serious drug problem, who had just had a baby, and we took her in to our home. Suddenly, we were making use of the space. And we took her and her little 4-month child in, and it was very, very challenging at times, very challenging. But I was just talking to my wife about this the other day, and this was, I don't know, 20 years ago. It's such a sweet experience in our lives. She stayed with us for about a year, and we helped her work through this drug issue and taking responsibility for her life and for her child that she had now. And it was after that year she was able to really get on her feet and got her own place. And actually, we just talked to her a few years ago, and she was doing great. She was still working, and her son was fine, and things had gone along. But
what is it that kept you going through the hard times?
Compassion, I think, was probably the biggest thing. She needed help. And there again, I felt like I had been so blessed so many times by God that you can't help but give after a while. You just have to share it.
That was Mark Unger, a Christian Science practitioner from Ashland, Massachusetts.